Teddy Thompson is my guest. He's in the studio with his full band. We get back here to the World Cafe. Teddy Thompson, the only son of Richard and Linda Thompson, is in the studio today with his band. The new album is called Separate Ways. It's his second, coming 6 years after his first. And I started off by asking him if spending the extra time was beneficial.
It was definitely worth spending the time. It wasn't, you know, actual recording time was you know, so if you add it up, it was only a couple of months. But it was all spread out over a long period of time and in sort of fits and starts, which was good. You know, I made a lot of mistakes and did things again and figured out what I liked. And
well, you did a lot of other things after you toured the first album. Mm. You went out with your mom and...
Well, hang on. I didn't go out with my mom. let's clear that up right now.
That was rock and roll talk. You toured with your mom.
I toured with my mom.
And other folks as well.
So. Yeah, and Rufus Wainwright and Roseanne Cash.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I did. I was busy.
Well, I want to find out more about the writing on this, et cetera, but why don't we do a tune to start things off?
Yeah. We're going to do this song. It's called I Should Get Up. So long.
song playing in many people's minds many mornings from Teddy Thompson. It's on the new album, Separate Ways, and that's I Should Get Up. Did you write that as a one could see you writing that as a, oh my God, I got to go to work. I got to go write songs. I got to go do something. Where did it come in the whole writing process?
Yeah, something like that. I was also thinking it'd be a really good like hotel theme tune to put on the alarm clocks when it's checkout time. That's what I was. I'm always thinking about, you know, commercial potential tie-ins when I'm writing songs.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
If I hear that coming out of the clock radio, I will be. I will think of you. You got to introduce this band because they sound great.
Mm. On guitar, Steve Schiltz, who is in a band called Longwave, an excellent New York band. And on drums, Bill Dobrow, who is also from New York. and he plays a lot with Martha Wainwright, which is probably how we met. And on bass, Brad Albetta, who produced the record with me.
And a swell job was done there. So it's good to have Brad here as well. Teddy Thompson is our guest. The new album is Separate Ways, and we're running through things. What's next?
This song is called No Way to Be. Thank you.
That's No Way to Be. Another one from Separate Ways, Teddy Thompson and his great band are here today. And Teddy, like, you had to almost go out with a band to do this album, obviously. And it's so many different you've got so many great guitar players on here. I'm thinking of people who've been by here. Cameron Greider has been by to play. He's a great player. Smokey Hormel, another very different kind of thing. Tony Schur and your dad all on here. Did you kind of cast the album in that way as you went about it, looking for the right guitarist for the right songs? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. All seemed fairly natural, but you know, obviously my dad has a very particular style, and that was obviously something I wanted on those songs. And the same with, you know, someone like Smokey Hormel's obviously got a very particular and very different style as well. And then also my friend Jason Krigler, one of my ultimate guys when I moved to New York, and he played on the record as well, and he was, you know, through it all the way.
And your background chorus with Martha and Rufus Wainwright, as always. I mean, you've as you mentioned, we went out with Rufus and Jenny Muldaur, which leads me to the son-daughter of famous musician question. What do you think you actually end up taking from your parents in what
mostly
you do?
Money. They've given me a lot of money over the years. And with my education and my...
That's only because I think you're going to be able to give it back to them.
And, I don't know. I take a lot from them, and then I give it right back.
Teddy Thompson is with us. One of my favorite songs is right next to the one you just did on the album called That's Enough Out of You.
Yeah.
Can you do that one?
We're going to do that one, yes.
Nothing but variety on the new one, Separate Ways. That's enough out of you. Teddy Thompson is playing live today.
Sorry.
And he's making a switch back to the acoustic. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to make as much noise about it as possible.
And a swell job you were doing, indeed.
Woo! That little noise is the sound of Bill getting his Casio keyboard out.
You can get it better.
Let's put that on the mic. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's good. Nice. That's what happens when you turn it on.
I thought it was a giant cell phone.
It's designed for ages 3 to 6, but we think Bill qualifies in a sort of special category.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what is this all leading up to?
This is actually, we're going to do this last song is a song called Turning the Gun on Myself, which is not on the record, but it's on an EP that I made, which is called Blunderbuss. And yeah, I think you can just get that online, I think. Online and at gigs, you know, if you're at a gig. It's and this is a sort of a semi suicide situation.
Rapper's delight flows up to my room from the street. And who would disturb my slumbering world with this late set? Taking my aim, this window pane, and I'm turning the gun on myself. The Upper West Side is supposed to be quiet, supposed to be wealthy. How to explain this thunder and pain that's pushing its way through my skull. I'm taking a leap, my senses to
Teddy Thompson finishing up the session with a song about trying to get to sleep, and we began with a song about trying to get up.
Mm.
Clearly, sleep is important in your life.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. it is important, actually. I guess I'm a really lazy person. I can sleep a lot. I've always had that talent. I can sleep for 12 hours.
And we love you for it. It must be creativity going on while that is happening. But we'll give you credit for it, at least. Teddy, thank you so much for playing live.
Thank you.